Paragraph Gimel. V'alkein Yaakov borach milavon be'eis shaholach lavon ligzois tzoynoi daiko. Look at this again. When does Yaakov Avinu make the decision to part ways from Lavan, to run away from Lavan? Specifically, when Lavan went to share the wool off his sheep. As the pasuk says, "V'Lavan holach ligzois es sinoi." Lavan went to shear his sheep. V'tignoiv Rochel es hatrofim asher aviyah. And Rochel decided to steal the idols that belonged to her father. V'yignoiv Yaakov es leiv Lavan arami. And Yaakov tricked Lavan. Ad b'lihigid loki barechu. In that he didn't tell him that he was taking a hike. He didn't tell him he was leaving. And the Gemara says, one second, how? Vayignoiv, Yaakov Avinu is a ganav? A religious Jew is a ganav? The Gemara says, Ki shori lehu letzadikai lesagia b'ramusim ramai. It's permitted for a tzadik to engage in trickery when he's dealing with a trickster. Ki kol ha'esek shel Yaakov im lovanu arami mitchil vatsoiv. Because Yaakov Avinu's entire involvement with Lavan was all about this process of sorting out the halachos. Levatel ha-hisnagdus shel ha-misnagdim v'acholkim, to be able to destroy the opposition of those who oppose the true tzaddikim, shemishom kol kilkul ha-doiros. That's what has caused all the damage to the Jewish people throughout all the generations. The Churban Beis Hamikdash, V'Arichas HaGolus B'Avnei Seinu Rabim, Shehakol Al Yidei Machloikes V'Sinas Chinam. The main cause of all the destructions of Klal Yisrael and all the suffering was always Machloikes and Sinas Chinam, specifically directed towards the religious people, specifically directed towards the true tzaddikim. Shaydeze nechrav beis hamikdash. That's what resulted in the beis hamikdash being destroyed. Va'adayin mesare chagolus b'avaneseinu rabim. And we're still suffering in this very long, long golus. The Gemara says, the Gemara quotes the pasuk in Eicha, Vayu mal'ivim b'malachi elikim. They made fun of the heavenly angels, meaning the tzaddikim. That was the main crime. V'chol ha-machloikis nimshach mei ha-hisnagdus. And all machloikis that there exists in comes from opposition. Hisnagdus is milosh neged. Shenimshach al-yidei shaloyimdim shaloy lishmo. How do people get onto the wrong side of the Torah? By learning without learning for the right intentions. Meaning, why are they learning? Rak bishvil momoin v'kovoyim. When people are learning just for the sake of money, so that they can get an honorable position, they can get a good salary, not necessarily a good salary in Koila, but if I become a rabbi, then I can get a good position and be respected by everybody. It's momoin and kovoin. Ad sheroyim bahatoyra rak bechinas asmoil. To the point where when these people are learning, all they see is the dollar signs. All they see is the left side. They see the money and the kovoin. To the point where the Torah Shebal Peh gives them a peh, to a fresh mouth, to speak against the true tzaddikim and the religious people. As Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in the Likutei Moharan, Shebier Kol Zeh Al HaParsha Shel Vayishak Yaakov LaRochel. Rabbeinu Zal bases his whole Torah there on the discussion in the Torah where it speaks about Yaakov Avinu meeting up with Rochel and he kissed her, Vayaged Yaakov LaRochel, and Yaakov Avinu told Rochel that he has nothing, but he told her that he's her father's brother, you know, that Ochiv Ani Bramos, you know. Umizeh Nucha Lohovin Remozim. And from this, Rav Nosnal says, from the introductions that Rabbeinu Zal gives us over there in Likutei Moharan, we'll be able to derive hints Shekol Shar HaParsha Nemra Al Zeh, that if you follow what it says later, after the piece that Rabbeinu Zal expounds on in the Likutei Moharan, you'll see that it's all tied in to what Rabbeinu Zal is interpreting. V'alkein Torach Yaakov Levarer Kol HaAshirus Milovon Daika. And this is why Yaakov Avinu went through the trouble and the difficulty and the danger of trying to get rich from Lavan, to make his success in Lavan's house. כי כל נפילוסוי של החולק והמסנגד בחינס לבון, הוא מחמס, הוא השירוס שנמשך מסמואל של התורה. Because the whole downfall of these terrible people who oppose the true tzaddikim, the lovans, is because of wealth coming from the left side, from the left side of the Torah. ובבוינסינו הרבים, בכל דור ודור, הסטרה אחרה מסגברס. And unfortunately, due to our many sins, the סטרה אחרה is successful in every single generation, עד שהחלקים, בחינס לבון, ממשיכים הוא השירוס אצלם. To the point where the chelkim, those who oppose the true tzaddikim, those who Hashem is not so happy with, they end up with all the wealth. They get all the money and all the wealth. The person would say, how could it be? I don't understand. If Hashem really doesn't love them so much, and if Hashem is not so happy with what they're doing, how is it that they're so rich? The roiv hu ashirim kruchim etzlam. And the majority of the wealthy people are drawn to these other guys, not to the tzaddikim, not to the true tzaddikim, they're drawn to the misnagdim, to those who oppose the true tzaddikim. Machma sheheim bebchinas smoil, because they are from the left side, shemisham hu ashiros, which is where wealth comes from. Ube'emes, the truth is, the real truth is, kol hu ashiros vaparnosa shel kol ho'ilom, נמשך רק מבחינס יעקב, שהוא איש אמס, בחינס יעקב איש תום. The real truth is that the source of all wealth and blessing for the world is Yaakov Avinu, who is Emes, who is Ish Tom. Shehu b'chinas ha-tzadik o-emes shalem etorah l'shmo. That Yaakov Avinu in this case represents the true tzadik who learns Torah completely shmo. V'toiroso is zako b'li psoilis klal. And his Torah is pure without any junk, without anything bad in it. No loylishmos. Rak l'toh. Rak, however, l'toivas ha'olam, for the benefit of the world, in order for the world to be able to receive parnasa from Hashem, noite le'eze b'china daka shel shaloylishmo, the true tzaddik is forced to veer left for a moment, for a split second. He's forced to go off course to the left and touch there, make contact over there for a moment, to go into the domain of loylishmo, kedei lahamshich parnosa vashirus loylam, in order to open the faucet so that parnosa and wealth should be sent down to the world. Vishom b'shoyrish shefo hashirus shemamshich hatzadik u'emes. However, upstairs over there, on the 98th floor, where the tzaddik is, and where he's learning this Torah, and he's always on the right side, and now suddenly he veered off course, and he went into the left for a second, and then came back, up there, Shefo ho ashirus shamam shech hatzadik u'emes, shom ho ashirus zach v'noki me'achizas ha-sitrachra. Up there, that wealth, that left side, is totally pure. It has no garbage in it. It has no sitra achra. It's a holy, pure left side. It's a holy, pure ashirus. Avol, kishahalamden she'enoi kosher leimid toiras hatana. However, now, a generation later, or 20 generations later, when you have these lamdonim, you have people who are learning Gemara, who are not religious, who are not so religious, and they're learning the Torah of the Tana, ונויטה רק לבחינה שמאל שלו לשמוע גשמי ופוגמויים. And these people, their intention in learning Gemara has nothing to do with serving Hashem. It has nothing to do with acquiring humility. It has nothing to do with tikkun habris. It has, their intention for learning is להסייהר, to be big, to be great, to gain recognition. ולקנטר, and to be able to make fun of those who they want to make fun of. ולקורא בשם רבי ורב, and to receive the title of רבי, אדמור, or רב, בשביל השירוס ומומוין לבד. Their interest is wealth, money, power, respect. ואויסה מהתוירה קרדוים ותורה, and they make the Torah into something that they're using for their own selfish purposes. Azai yoyred hu ashirus chas v'shom v'noifel ha-sitra achra. When they make contact with the left side, when they get hold of that wealth, that wealth gets drawn mamish into the sitra achra, umagio hashirus al piroiv loisam shem bachutz. And therefore, in most cases, the wealth is going to those people who are outside the realm of kedusha. Bibchina smoil, the left, shehu hasitra achra, which is the other side, shehem ho akum v'horishoim, which is the non-Jews, or mamish, the wicked people, people who are totally not religious. Now, how did all of this start? Where's the first time in history that we have this taking place? V'chol zem nimshach mechet odom arishin. All of this originates from the sin of Adam Rishon, shechoto boze al yedei chavo ishtoi ba'atzas hanocha shakadmoini, who committed a sin in this issue with the help of his wife Chava, following the advice of the original snake, shehoyo oru mikol chayas asoda, who was shrewd. The word oru means shrewd. He was more shrewd than all the other animals, the snake. Rav Nosson Zal writes, orum mikol. Ba'armimius, this means that the snake had this ugly shrewdness, this ability to use his knowledge in a harmful way, in a detrimental way, trickery. Bechinas lovon ho'arami, like lovon, the liar, the trickster, shehesis es chavo tchila. First the snake went to Chava, he seduced Chava. Shehi bechinas torah shebal peh. Chava represents Torah Shebal Peh, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Torah Yutes and Likutei Moran and in many other places, because the word Chava means to speak. Peh, v'laylo l'laylo yechave doas, shehi b'chinas rochel, she is like the sheep, b'chinas isha yiras Hashem, shezeo b'chinas Chava, shu b'chinas hadibur, shu b'chinas Torah Shebal Peh, b'chinas v'laylo l'laylo yechava, that's what Chava represented. V'horamai hanochosh, and this wicked snake, this trickster, he convinced Chava to misinterpret Hashem's words, to misquote Hashem, in order to get her to consider eating from Eitz Hadas permissible. How did he do it? As the Torah says, he said to her, you're not going to die if you touch. First he said to her, didn't Hashem say not to eat from any of the trees here? Right away, he's changing Hashem's words. Hashem didn't say don't eat from any of the trees. Hashem said you can eat from all the trees, just from one. So he started off with Chava. Didn't Hashem say not to eat from any of these trees? So right away, Chava was on the defensive. No, we can eat. We can eat, we can touch. She got confused and she said, can't touch. He heard that, the magic words. She misquoted Hashem. She's misinterpreting the Torah. Can't touch. And Hashem said, if we eat or we touch, we're going to die. Yeah, you touch it, you're going to die. Here, let's see. Gave her a push, touched it. You ain't dead. You're very alive, lady. And he said to her, Ad shenoga boy, until she touched it, v'lomad kal v'chomer shel sheker. And then the snake derived a false kal v'chomer, where he said to her, k'shem shein misa b'negir. You see, just like you don't die by touching it, you're not going to die if you eat from it. Ki kvar mevoy eretzleinu, because we've already learned many times, shekol ho'ashirus nimshach meho isha, that all wealth and parnosa comes from the woman, ki ho'i from the wife. Because when we talk about husband and wife, the husband generally represents the right side, the wife represents the left side. And therefore from her, from the left side, comes wealth. And it's very, very important to merge the left into the right, to combine the two. That she should become, instead of him being Goldstein and she's Berger, she becomes Mrs. Goldstein. She becomes totally Nichlal in him. The left becomes Nichlal in the right. The Zohar Kodesh says, Ba'asar de'izdchar nukvo le'idkar tamon. When there's Zohar, the female isn't mentioned because she's part of the Zohar. She becomes part of him. Ve'oz nistakein hakol ki yedua. And when you do this, When you realize that there's a right and a left, and when the left is zeicher to merge into the right, then everything gets fixed. Everything has a tikkun. Ve'oz hatzadik mevarer umale kol ha'halocha yishmator shebal peh. And then the tzadik is able to sort out and to purify and elevate all of the halochas, which are the Torah shebal peh, to elevate it, which is the shechina. Another word for Torah shebal peh is the shechina. To elevate it, lebchinas chibuk, v'nishuk, v'zivuk. To elevate it all three levels to the point where the shechina is in an embrace with Hashem, and there's the kiss, and then there's the actual mating, kavyochel. The three levels of union between Hashem and the Shechina. As Rabbein Azal discusses at the end of chapter 12 in Likutei Moran. The chol hayichudim shel hatzadiki emes vezivugehem begashmius, and any time that a true tzaddik unites with his zivug on a physical level, Nimshach rak mishom. I'm sorry. V'chol hayichudim shel hatzadik yemes v'zivugeyem begashmius nimshach rak mishom. And all of the yichudim that the great tzadikim are able to perform, and their zivug, even on a physical level, all comes from the heavenly yichud, from the yichud between Hashem and the Shechina. Shezeo b'chinas zivug Yaakov v'Rochel. This is the whole concept of the union between Yaakov and Rochel, v'hanishukin, and the fact that the Torah uses that terminology, v'yishak Yaakov v'Rochel, b'chinas v'yishak v'chulu, etc. It's not physical. It's tied into the highest level of spirituality. Aval mi she'eino tzadik, whereas a person who is not tzadik, who is not pure in tikkun habris, v'noita l'taivas hagashmius, and he leans towards the materialistic, he leans towards gashmiistic desires, his intentions are not Hashem, the Shekhinah, those things. His intentions are personal pleasure. Kifi netiyoso il hataiva hagashmius, to the degree that the person is leaning towards physical desires, kain noifel bechina smoil. To that degree, he leans to the left side in his learning Torah, in his interpretation of Torah, and in everything. And that makes it that his learning is not for the right intentions, but rather, chas v'shalom, it's to the left. Alkein, therefore, kol tikunoi rak al yedei tzadik ho'emes ha'godol b'mayla. The only tikkun for that person is through the true tzaddik who's on the highest level, shu b'chinas Yaakov, shu kodosh v'tor b'tachlis hakedusha mitayva zois, the one who's achieved the highest degree of holiness and purity in this area, ubein b'zivugoi, bein b'limudei ha'Torah, kol kavanosei rak l'shamayim levad, and whether he's having physical relations, or whether he's studying Torah, his intention is pure. His intention is only kvoid Hashem, only Hashem's kvoid. Lo'oira zivugim v'nishukim elyoinim, that he wants through his actions down here on this world, he wants to awaken, he wants to initiate the zivug and nishuk above in heaven. P'chinas vayishak yakar v'rochel. Aval ha'nochosh heisis es chava. Whereas the nochosh seduced chava, ad shehisisu es Odom, to the point where she went on to seduce Odom Arishon, ad shenotamize, till Odom Arishon veered off course, v'nofa lebechinas smoil, and fell into the left side, lebechinas taiva gashmius, fell into the physical desires, k'mo yishom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, she Odom Arishon pogam bebris, v'yidezeh gil aponim batoyra sheloi balocha. And when a person falls into the left side in Taivos, then when they learn Torah, they also veer to the left. And they're not zoicha to bring out the right psak halocha. Shubchinas achila seitzadas toivara. That's the whole concept of eating from the tree of wisdom, which is good and bad. V'alkein niskal el daika be'inyan haparnosa. And that's why when Hashem punished Adam and Chava, in what area did he punish them? Parnosa. Why? Ki ikar hapegam magia el haparnosa shenimshach mebchinas smoil. Because whenever a person veers off course to the left, then he's in an improper way, then he's being poigim in that which comes from the left, which is the wealth and the parnosa. Paragraph Dalid, V'chol ha'ovois, befrat Yaakov, osku l'sakin cheto demarishim. The Zohar Kodesh and the Arizal tell us that Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov were all involved in a very, very big way in trying to correct the pegam of Adam Arishon. Levarer kol ze, to fix all of this. Veze hoya kol iskoy shel Yaakov im Lavan. And this was the whole deal between Yaakov Avinu and Lavan, as we said before. That Lavan represents that left side, that loy lishmo. And Yaakov Avinu wanted to extract the Ashirus from him to bring it back to the right side, to bring it back to the Kedusha. V'alkein oz kisheberar v'helo Yaakov es rochel mi beis Lavan arami. And therefore, when Yaakov Avinu succeeded in extracting Rochel from the house of Lavan, Rochel is the Torah Shebal Peh. Rochel means the sheep. Oz berar mimenu esu ashirus hagodol shaloi. That's when Yaakov Avinu acquired the great wealth. Al yidei atzoin daika, how? Via the sheep. Shemisham kol ashirus. That's where all the wealth is. V'alkein daika be'es gizas atzoin. And that's why, when did this whole thing come to a head? At the time that Lavan was shearing the wool of the sheep. She'oz b'chinas birur ha'halochos. That's the time of sorting out the halochos. B'chinas birur ho'ashirus, which is the sorting out of the wealth. Oz daiko hishtadl Yaakov levroich mebeis Lavan arami. And that's why Yaakov Avin knew this is the time to run from Lavan. Shelo yizgabro alav b'machloikas godol be'eis hagizo daiko. So that Lavan shouldn't rise up in a nuclear machloikas while he's sharing the wool of the sheep. Kemoi machloikas novel al David. Like the machloikas that Novel made against David HaMelech while Novel was sharing the sheep. Shehu b'chinas Lavan, Novel, and the Arizal says Novel is the same letters as the word Lavan. Shehoya be'is hagizadaika. That whole event took place at the time of sharing the wool of the sheep.